So in the middle of Lamed Daled and Beis, Gemara quotes from the Mishnah in the middle of the Daf: Misha Berech Lachakach Nismanilo Shofar, person who makes the brachos of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros, and then only afterwards does he have a shofar. Tokeh Meir V'Tokeh. He blows the shofar. Tkiah Tru Tkiah. Even though the ideal thing is to do it in between the brachos, he didn't have it. He said the brachos, and then he did all the shofros in order without interrupting. So the Gemara says, Taima Dilo Havelei Shofar Meikara. This is only true because he didn't have a shofar from the beginning. But ha havelei shofar meikara. If he initially had the shofar, ki shama luhu al seder brachos shama luhu. He's supposed to listen to the shofar while saying the brachos, mix and match. Do malchios and shofar, zechronos and shofar, and then shofros and shofar. So, Rapapa bar Shmuel kam l'tshlui. Rapapa got up to daven. So Amarle, sorry,
v'chidut.
By himself. Okay. And Amarle l'shmaya, he says to his attendant, Kin hira lacha takili. When I signal to you, make the shofar. Because they used to blow the shofar during the silence of Shmoneh Esrei. He's davening Shmoneh Esrei, and they say he signals, he waves his finger or something,
that's
and I'll tell you when.
Too.
Yeah. If you do blowing shofar during the silence of Shmoneh Esrei, right. You bang the table or something. So Amarle, Rava, lo amru ela b'chaver hayir. No, we only say that you do the seder, the shofar, and say the brachos when you're bechaver ear, which Rashi says chaver ear means what? Chaburos tzibur, when you're davening in a tzibur. Aval yachid, says Rashi, mivarech es kulo v'charkach tokea teisha tkios. The person who davenes by himself should say Shemon Esrei entirely with the malchios, achronos, and shofros. After davening, then he says the shofar. That's what the Gemara tells us. Now Rashash points out here, he asks the following question. He says, the Rashash, one of the achronim. The Rashash writes that his halacha shochanach brings down that during Shemoneh Esrei you're supposed to daven quietly, very quietly. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're allowed to daven out loud. Why can you have to daven quietly? Because if I'm davening out loud, interrupting your davening, and you're davening out loud, you're interrupting my davening. To daven quietly. But on...
From Chana too, no? From Chana.
Chana also, very good. So then we say, but that's only because we used to not have Sidurim, we used to do it by heart, so it's hard to follow. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where no one knows it by heart, so everyone has a machzer, so even though you're out loud, I could still ignore you and read the words and not lose track where I am. So Rosh Hashanah says, so why wasn't he davening out loud? He didn't have to tell his attendant when to blow the shofar. Must be, even Rosh Hashanah, he davened quietly. That's what he writes. Gemara quotes a brisa. Okay, that person is supposed to daven quietly, except Rosh Hashanah, he could daven out loud.
So he can daven
but
out loud.
But the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Zohar, one should always daven quietly. To begin with daven
even
quietly. Even Rosh Hashanah? Yeah. Okay. That says the Gemara. Tanya Nam Yehachi, Brisa says it also. Kishu Shoman al Haseder, Val Seder HaBrachos. When he listens to the shofar, he's supposed to listen to them in order. And he should listen to them along with the brachos, taking turns back and forth. Malchios, and then the shofar. Zechronos, and then the shofar. And then the Brisa says, "Bamed v'amarmum." When this is true, bechaver ha'ir. When you're davening in the tzibur, aval shelo bechaver ir. When we're not davening in the tzibur, meaning you're davening b'yichidus, then shoman al haseder v'shelo al haseder.
What do you mean?
Brachos. So I say brachos. When you're supposed to hear them in order, meaning tkiah tru tkiah that order. But you don't listen to them along with the brachos. Brachos are separate, and then shofar is separate, like we said before. Now, v'yachid shelo taka chaveru. Right. Okay, yachid shelo taka chaveru toka lo. So person, say, I didn't hear the true or the tkiah, someone else can blow on my behalf. Let's say yachid shelo birach. Let's say I didn't say the brachos at all. Ain a chaver mevarach alav. You cannot say the brachos on my behalf because this man d'amr assumes that you cannot be motzi chavero brachos. I can motzi someone a mitzvah, but brachos doesn't work. Okay, then the Gemara says, mitzvah betoken yosim and mevarachim. There's a mitzvah, greater mitzvah to hear shofar than there is to hear the brachas. What does that mean, Keitzad? What do you mean, greater mitzvah to hear? I have to hear both of them. I have to hear the shofar. I've got to say the brachas.
No, it says your mitzvah liot kalul batukin yoter min liot kalul ben amevarchin.
Right. So Gemara explains what's the situation. What does that mean, Keitzad?
Baltkia.
Shtei ayaros. There are two cities. Ba'achas token, ba'achas mevarchin. One city knows how to blow shofar, but they don't know how to do the brachas.
Uh-huh.
The other one knows how to do the brachas. It doesn't have a shofar. So it says the Gemara, holchin l'makom shetoken vein holchin l'makom shuvarchim. It's better to go to the city that has a shofar than the one that says the brachos. Gemara says, pshita, that's pretty obvious. Hadaraisa Hadarabanan. The shofar is a din deraisa we find in the Psukim. The brachos is only a din derabanan. So of course you go to the city that has a deraisa of shofar. Gemara says, no, lo tsricha de afa gav de havadai v'hasafik. No. Let's say the city that has a shofar, deraisa, is only a safik. You're not sure if they have the shofar, but it's a possibility. And the other city, vadai, has brachos, but the brachos are only derabanan. So which one's going to win out? You have a vadai derabanan and you have a safik deraisa. Says the Gemara, the suffix deraisa is better than the vadai derabanan.
But it's not the same inyan. It's two separate inyanim.
No, but you have to make a decision. You only do one. You only have time to go one direction. Or you only have the tchum. The only tchum can either go that way or that way. Which one is it going to be? So better.
You can go here shofar.
No, you don't have the time to. Or you're not allowed to walk that distance. That's on Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah.
Uh-huh. So you need to be there.
You have to make a decision. Which way? It's only one way.
I see.
Okay. So then the Gemara says further, two dots. K'shem sheshleach tzibur chayev kol kach kol yachav yachav. So what did the Mishnah tell us? But just like the shleach tzibur, where's that Mishnah again? Here you go, Laman Gimel Laman Beis.
Laman Dalet was a big page.
Yeah.
Mishnah.
See Mishnah in the middle of the page there?
Yeah.
The last couple lines of the Mishnah, it says, exactly, just like Shem Shishlech Tzibur Chayiv, Kach Kol Yachav Yachav Chayiv, everyone has to say it. And Rebbe Gamliel Omer, Shliach Tzibur Moti Es Harab Mi Dechalas. No, just the Shliach Tzibur says it, and everybody could just listen
you
along.
I think so, because, well, what is the reason you're the Shliach Tzibur doing Laut Shmona Esrei? Oh.
Right, so that's part of the issue. This is a discussion of that, about the Chazar Sashatz. So again, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Shliach Tzibur says it, and everybody just listens. And the first opinion says, so that's the back and forth. The Gemara is going to say as follows now. Two dots. Tanya, Amru Lo, the Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, who's the one again...
Tanya is always a writer?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So again, Rabbi Gamliel...
Mishnah is none.
Correct, exactly, very good. Rabbi Gamliel again said that the Shliach Tzibur is Moti the Rabbim. So the Tanakama, the Chamim, Amru Lo, the Rabbi Gamliel. They say it to Rabbi Gamliel. Lidvarecha, according to your words, Lama Tzibur Mispalim. According to you, why is it Tzibur Davin? Just have the Shliach Tzibur go out there and say loud Shema Esrei. This is your question. Amar Lehem. So Rabbi Gamliel responds back to Chachamim, Kedei Lahasir Shliach Tzibur Tfilaso. Because he has to be able to prepare the Shliach, before going out loud, saying out loud, he has to know what he's saying. He has to chazer it. This is a halacha that, let's say, a person, you daven normally in Nusach Sfarad now. Let's say you daven in Ashkenaz Shul. So, what are you supposed to daven when, obviously out loud, you daven Shachar, let's say, Shliach Tzibur, you daven out loud Ashkenaz. But let's say you're silent when I say, what's it supposed to be? You do Nusach Sfar or you do Nusach Ashkenaz?
I would think Sfar.
You would think. Based on the Gemara, the Psak is, you have to do Ashkenaz. The only reason why you're davening silent when I say is Lahastir, to prepare Ashkenaz. So, Shai becomes, what about Marv?
But even here, I hear people, for example, in Shmona Esrei, they are in this shul, and in Nusach Sfar, they're doing be Kedusha, Shashkenaz.
What, I'm saying, as a Shech Tzibur?
No.
Oh.
To themselves.
That's fine.
Loud.
Okay, that's...
Kadesh et Shimcha v'Olam. Instead of like the Shav and Aritza.
That's not as a big a deal, but I hear. But we're talking about Shech Tzibur right now. Let's say Marv, though. You daven in the shul, it's Ashkenaz Marv. So you don't say anything out loud.
Yeah.
All you do is silence. So then, maybe Nusach Sfar, maybe you should do. So Rav Moshe, I think Paskin, you're supposed to do your own, whatever you do normally, because you're not saying anything out loud. You're not being preparing for anything, so you could say your own Nusach Sfar, even though you're davening Ashkenaz Shul. I think he says that. Okay, so again, the reason why Rabbi Gamliel says, even though the Shech Tzibur is Motzi Rabbim, why does he have to say it for himself? Exactly, to prepare. Amar Lehem, Rabbi Gamliel, Chachamim, Lidivrechem, according to you, who says every single to daven on their own, Lomash Shech Tzibur Yorir Lefnei Teva.
Hold on, so who said what?
The Chachamim held that everyone has to daven their own Shemoneh Esrei. So now Rabbi Gamliel asks him,
he answered, Kedei Lasliach Tzibur Tzvilato. Okay, Amar now Rabban Gamliel told to them, to Chachamim, Lidivrechem.
Right, Lama Shliach Tzibur Yorir Lefnei Teva. According to you, so why do you have a, why is the Shliach Tzibur repeat Shemoneh Esrei out loud? Everybody already said it on their own. Okay. It's completely, this is your question. Amar Lo, Kedei Lahotzi Es She'inu Baki. Person who doesn't know how to daven. So Amar Lehem, well, okay, so now that you said that, Kishem Shemotzi Es She'inu Baki, Kach Motzi Es Baki. So I'm going to say, that's why I said, right, who cares? It could be Motzi anybody. Okay.
So, what the psak?
But the
shliach tzibur or no shliach tzibur? Silent or no silent?
But we paskin, you do both. So I'm a rabbi bar barchana. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Modim chachamim Rabbi Gamliel. Chacham agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. That what? What do they agree to?
Okay, they're
masking. And then Rav Amar Adain Himachlokas. No, they're still arguing. There's no one agrees. He still thinks that you cannot be Motzi the Rabbim. Shama Rabbi Chia Barei Durava, Rabba Bar Nachmani. He heard. Ozil Amar Lashmaisa Kamid Rabbi Yedimi Bar Nachinina. He went over to say this discussion, this halachic shaila, in front of Rav Dimi. And Amalei, and he says to him, Halchi Amar Rav Adain Himachlokas. I heard that Rav held it's still a machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel.
Rav is Rabbi Yudansi?
No.
Oh. Rav is
Rabbi. Rabbi is, right. So Amalei, Rabba Barchana, Nami Halchi Kamar. He also said this. Okay, so now right now they see it's a machlokas. However, Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lahashmaisa, when Rabbi Yochanan said this over, that's still a debate between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim, it's still a machlokas. So back and forth, this is a machlokas, was he mode, unclear what was going on. So we have two different, right now it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Rabbi Yochanan himself thought that the Chacham were modem. Reish Lakish thought they were still arguing. So Rabbi Yochanan thinks they were modem, the Chacham says, you're right, Rabbi Gamliel, you can be motzi, somebody else. But then the Gemara says, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Umi am Rabbi Yochanan? That the Chacham are modim, the Ha Amar Rabbi Chana Tzipora Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hilchasa Rabbi Gamliel, that we passing like Rabbi Gamliel, and the fact that you say Hilchasa Michal de Pligi, that implies that they're arguing. If they weren't arguing, he doesn't have to say we passing like Rabbi Gamliel. Just say everybody agrees. The fact they say we passing like Rabbi Gamliel sounds like they still argue. In the end of the day, so if two statements of Rabbi Yochanan, one says the Chacham agree to Rabbi Gamliel, one says that the Chacham are still arguing with Rabbi Gamliel. So says the Gemara, top of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Kisalik Rebbe Abba, when Rebbe left, see, Kisalik usually means leave somewhere. So look at Rashi tells us he went. I'm not sure how Rashi knows this. Oh, Miyame, that's why. Kisalik Rebbe Miyame. Exactly. He went out to sea. So when he was going out to sea, Pirsha, he explained that Modim Chachamim Le Rebbe Gamliel, Birbircha Sharashana Vitshe Yom Kippurim. So he held that.
נאמר ברוכות של יובל שארוכות הן ולדברי הכל שליח הציבור מוציא בהן אף את הבקי בתפילות יובל של יובל תשע ברכות בתפילות המוסף כמו ראש השנה.
Oh, I see. So they're modim when it comes to brachas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's when they're modim, that they can be motzi the rabbim.
The hachala, every 50th year?
Yeah.
So they're talking about this specific davening every once 50 years or every Yom Kippur?
Only on Yom Kippur do you have to say the nine brachas.
So every Yom Kippur?
No, only on Yovel. Sorry, only the Yovel Yom Kippur do you have to say the nine brachas. Uh-huh. But either way, when
is it now, by the way?
Of Yovel?
When is the next
year? We don't know Yovel. We lost the count.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Shemitah, we know. Shemitah is next year. It's coming year. But Yovel, we don't know.
How come? It's 50 year. It's easier to keep track. You can only
no, you
100 Yovel.
Yeah, but you forget when the last Yovel was. It's so far, and like, oh, what was it? 14 years? Was it 21 years ago? 28 years? I don't remember. It got so far away. 50 years is like a whole life sometimes. So people lose the Mesorah. So again, so Gemara says, I'll tell you what Pshat is. Pirsha, take top line again. Pirsha, modim chachamim le gamliel. They agree to Rabbi Gamliel that you could be motzi someone else. Bibrachal sharash Hashanah v'shem Kippurim.
Yovel.
Right, but Rabbi Rosh Hashanah, all every Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur of Yovel. Behalacha, which mechlal de pliyu, when do they still argue? Bibrachal sharash Hashanah, the rest of the year. So in a regular Shemana Esrei like today, you can't be motzi. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where a lot of people don't know the nusach, then you can be motzi. Even the chachamim will agree.
So while we have loud Shmona
Esa. So they used to have people who were not Bekim. You're saying this against the Gemara. We passing that even all year round, we allow a person to do that. Nowadays, everyone's a Baki. We just still have it as part of the Minhag anyways. We don't want to change it. So the Gemara says, Eini, is this really true? The Ha'amar...
There's another Eini, no? the 18 is for to be mezake in brachot people, meaning you need to say 100 brachot.
Yeah, but we don't in shlecht in the chazar tachas. I don't think that counts.
I'm like, how do you hear bracha? You say amen.
Yeah, but you have to say your own bracha.
Aha.
Yeah.
So it doesn't consider it.
Right. But you're right. There's a beginning of the mayor bracha. It's very, very beginning.
Right.
Yeah. In apik and pnimis.
I'm sure.
Very big. Okay. So says the Gemara of Eini, is this really true? Does Rabbi Yochanan really think that Chamim are modim to Rabbi Gamliel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that a shleach tzibur can be moti someone on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The ha'amar Rabbi Chana tzipora amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. We pass on like Rabbi Gamliel. No one admits to each other. B'bracha shal Rosh Hashanah v'shem Yom Kippurim. Even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he still thinks we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, and the Chachamim do not agree. So Ella the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the answer is. Again, we're still trying to figure out the steer and Rabbi Yochanan. One Rabbi Yochanan says they're moving, one Rabbi Yochanan says they're arguing.
But the Chachamim did agree with Rabban Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur motzi baki and shveshino baki.
Right, well, there's a machlokas whether they were or were they not. One opinion
you
thinks they were.
Say before?
No, that's one opinion. But the other opinion says, no, it's adayin hi machlokas.
אמר רבא בר חנה, אמר רבי יוחנן, מודים חכמים לרבן גמליאל, כלומר לאחר שנחלקו עליו, חזרו בהם, והודו לו שכשם ששליח הציבור מוציא מספיק.
Right, that's one opinion though. Then the other opinion says, no, it's a dying machlokasi, they're still arguing with each other. So Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as saying once that they're modim, and another time Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as saying, no, they're still arguing. So how do you reconcile this stira within Rabbi Yochanan? So he first attempted to give an answer, and that wasn't good enough. So now the Gemara is going to give another explanation. Ela Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, man modim, who's the one who thinks modim? Rabbi Meir. And halacha, michla de pligi, rabbanan hi. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan was quoting two different people. He's quoting first Rabbi Meir, who felt that chacham were modim, and then he quoted a chacham who felt that they're still arguing. It was Rabbi Yochanan himself. He was just quoting two different sources. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, brachal se Rosh Hashanah v'shiyom ha-kippurim, shleach tzibur motzi harabim yidei chavasan, divrei Rabbi Meir, that you can be moti in Rosh Hashanah, that's according to Rabbi Meir. And Chachamim omrim, kishem sheshliach tzibur chayev kach kol yachav yachin chayev. So he sees the machlokas, whether you can be moti or not be moti in Rosh Hashanah. And that's Rabbi Yochanan. Once he's quoting Rabbi Meir, one time he's quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Asks Gemara Maishna, honey, why is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur different? Why do we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you can be moti, according to Rabbi Meir, but the rest of the year we cannot be moti someone? Why is Rosh Hashanah any different? If you say because there's so many psukim, you have to mention 10 psukim for Zichronos and Shofros and Malchus. It's 30 psukim. It's a lot of psukim. How am I supposed to memorize all that? If it's because of that, says the Gemara, V'homar Rav Hananel, Amar Rav, a big chiddush right now. Kivin Sha'amar V'saraschah Kosov Lemor, Shuvei Notzarch. I could say the pasuk says 10 psukim about Shofros, and then you're Yota. You don't have to actually say the 10 psukim.
What's that again?
I could say, according to Rabbi Hananel, I could say, I'm not sure, either one probably.
Okay.
I could say, the Torah says a lot of psukim about shofar. And move on. Those words in the way in Hebrew. Uvisarascha kosav lemor.
Nobody posted like that.
It's brought down halacha, looks like. Looks like halacha. So, I therefore do not have to memorize 10 psukim, 10 psukim, and 10 psukim. I could just say this line and be fine. No, this is just... remember, in the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, we have a lot of psukim, 10 psukim, and then in the end, they have a long bracha. So in terms of the psukim, if you remember the psukim part, you don't have to memorize psukim, just say this line, uvesarascha kosav lemor, and then go weiter. Say that once for Malchus, say it another time for Shofar, say another time for Zichronos. So that's all you have to memorize, just a simple 1, 2, 3, 4 words.
Yes, God's this guy.
Okay. So Ella Taiwai, we can be motzi rabim on Rosh Hashanah. Ella mishum de'avshe brachos, because the brachos are so long. You have to say the brachos, very, very long brachos, if you remember, and even after the psukim, very long brachos in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, and that's very hard to memorize, and that's why we allow the shliach tzibur to be motzi the rabim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara for the Gufa, recording the statement before, Amar Rav Hananel, Amar Rav, Kevin Shamar V'Sarashchel Kosev Lemor. Once you say those four words, Shuvei Notzarch, you don't have to say anything more. You're Yotze, you're Pchiv, and Psukim. Savar Minei, he initially wanted to suggest, Hani mili biyachid. That's only true for yachid on his own silent shmon esrei. This is your question. I could say my own private shmon esrei those few words in the yotzei. Aval but tzibor lo. When it came to a tzibor, it doesn't work. If I'm saying out loud, I've got to say all 10 psukim for each malchus tichonus and shofros. Comes along itmar. I'm a Rabbi Yeshu ben Levi. Nope. Echad yachid ve'echad tzibor. You could even for the Meshlech Tzibor, he could also say these few words in Biyote.
Oh. Loud.
Loud, right. So Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Liolam Yaster Adam Tfilaso, Vacharkach Hispal. A person should always prepare the davening before and have it organized and then daven. Nowadays we have a siddur, that's why it's called a siddur. It's an order, we know what to do. But then they had to memorize it and get it all prepared and then they would daven. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Mistavra Milsa, this is pretty logical. The Rabbi Elazar Bebrachos Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Shem Kippur V'Shel Prakim. This is true when it comes to a davening that comes once a year. You're not familiar with it. Aval Dechol Hashanah Lo.
Where did he get the Nusach? If they didn't have Siddur, how did he remember the Siddur of the Brachot and the Tzukim?
No, they probably had Siddurim, but it wasn't, everyone had their own Siddur. There was like probably one in the shul. Because they didn't have like a printing press back then to publish everything. So I wrote it down, what the Nusach was. So I got to go and just organize and memorize and practice the Nusach and get it down pat.
Regular guy.
What?
Regular guy.
Probably a chazan.
No, regular guy with Tzibur. What about the Tzibur?
No, they'd be Yotze by listening. They'd sit back and listen, say Amen, and then be Yotze. No one had Siddurim then. They had probably one siddur in the shul or in the town, and all the shuls had to memorize. So it says the Gemara, it's only true you have to prepare when it came to a uncommon davening, Rosh Hashanah once a year, Yom Kippur once a year, or something that comes leprokim, that comes every so often, let's say Yontif. That you would have to memorize. A vow. Yeah, because every day, we know it by heart now. We don't have to prepare beforehand. Aini, is that really true? V'ha, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, who was Rav Yehuda, he wasn't just a stam person. He seemingly has a good memory. He would prepare before he davened. And he's talking about a regular day, apparently. Says the Gemara, Shiny Rav Yehuda, Kevin de Mislasin Yomin, Latlasin Yomin, Habimatsli, Kaprakum Damin. He would learn, he would say, he'd only daven every 30 days. He wouldn't go every day to Minyan. He wouldn't daven even by himself every day. Every 30 days he would daven. What he'd be doing in between. So Rashi says, Rashi, Mitlasin, Latlasin. You see that Rashi? It's around 10 lines from the bottom. He'd chazer everything he knows every 30 days. Okay, so what? We learn, and we daven, we can do both.
This halacha.
Yeah?
I read it in Tanya.
Exactly.
You do not need to... Why? Why?
Yeah, what's pshat?
Very pshat. Because what's davening? For... Connect to the, how do you say it? Abishir,
yeah.
Abishir. But if you deal with Torah all day anyway, so you're in a higher level of connection to begin with. So therefore, you do not need, but only a guy that this is Torah Torah Munato, not exactly. A regular guy that, oh, now learn Torah and it's not a regular thing for him.
Exactly.
So it's Vama Shalach.
That's exactly, that's what Ritva says, what you just said. Ritva says, what's Pshat? Because Terasa Munasa, that's his Amuna, that's his Umnasa, that's his job. And as you said, the explanation is because he's connected. Nowadays, we don't have anybody who's considered Terasa.
Mesa.
No one's at that level anymore, right? Okay. Says the Gemara. Last few lines on the Masech. Amar Rav Acha Bar Avira, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Poter Hayero Gamliel, Afil Amish Shabbosados. So remember, Rabbi Gamliel held that the Shiach Tzibor is Motzi other people. He goes so far to say, even the people who are out in the fields, who are not coming to shul, Shech Tzibor is Motzi. I could just go to work and not even, I'm good to go. I'll work. You daven, we're great. So the Gemara says, Belomi boy, honey, the kai mihacha. And needless to say, the people who are standing in shul, obviously they're going to be Yotze because they're closer to the Shech Tzibor and they have more shaychas. So obviously those guys are going to be Yotze as well. The Gemara says, no, adrabba, the opposite's true. People in the field are more Yotze than the ones in shul. Why? Honey anisi, honey lo anisi. The ones in the field, they can't come to shul because the boss is working them hard. They have to make a living. They can't show to shul. They love to. They're onus. So onus, rachmana patre, they're pater, and they're yote. A guy who's in shul and I'm being lazy and just not davening on my own, I'm not onus. So I have to be, I should be yote on my own. Ditanan, where do we see such a difference between the people in the field and the people in the shul? Ditani, Abba Bredi Rav Binyamin Barchia, Am Sha'achori Kohanim. Kohanim go up to do Birkas Kohanim on the Duchen. The people who are standing behind the Kohanim, people in the front always have to go to the back. You ever see that in the front? Let's say in Shul here, let's say in the first few rows on the left side or the right side,
Yeah. They
come to the front. They have to be in front of the Birkas. You can't be behind it. Because Am Sha'achore Kohanim, the Am that's behind the Kohanim, ain't b'chal bracha. They don't get the bracha. It doesn't work. It's like zaps forward, not backwards. So so we see.
שאלו הנמצאים בבית הכנסת הלא היו יכולים לעמוד מול הכהנים. ואף על פי כן, מה? שאלו הנמצאים בבית הכנסת הלא היו יכולים לעמוד מול הכהנים. הלא היו יכולים לעמוד מול הכהנים. ואף על פי כן, לא באו לעמוד לפניהם להתברך, אלא המשיכו לעמוד מאחוריהם. מפני שאין הברכה חשובה בעיניהם.
Exactly, this is all Rashi.
שירי עיקר החיובו לעמוד לפני הכל כדי לברר לכם פנים אל פנים, כמו שנאמר, אמור להם, אוקיי? ולכן אינם בכלל הברכה, ואילו עם שבשדות שאנוסים במלאכתם ואינם יכולים לעמוד מול הכהנים לכלל בברכה. ואותו חילוק קיים גם לעניין תפילת שליח ציבור. אם מסתבר יותר שליח ציבור פותר עם שבשדות שאנוסים במלאכתם ואין בידם להסדיר את תפילתם, ואינו פותר העם שבעיר שאינם אנוסים ויכולים להסדיר את תפילתם, אוקיי?
The second shot is people who are in the issue.
Why the people didn't go in front of the
Kohanim? They didn't want. They were lazy. Like, I'm here. It's fine. You're not showing the chashivas of the bracha. Just move a few moments. Be a little anuv. It's okay for you to step a few rows in front and go and get the bracha. They don't want to do that, so they're not included. The people who are in the field, they didn't have a choice. They have to go work. So therefore, their onus, they get part of the bracha. So Ella, the Gemara, therefore readjusts what we said before. Ella ki asa. Rabbin Ami Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida Lo Patir Rabbi Gamliel Ela Am Shibasados. He only exempted the ones who are in the fields from the Sheikh Sibur who davens. The person's in shul though. No, he's not exempt from the Sheikh Sibur. He has to daven on his own. My time. What's the reasoning? Bishum Da Anisa B'Mlacha Avah Beir Lo. Those who are out doing the mlacha, it's onus. They have no choice. They have to, the only way for them to be yotze is through the Sheikh Sibur.
So this is the finale.
Yeah,
back
exactly.
Back and forth. But again, it's Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ida, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Lo patar Rabban Gamliel, Ela Am Shebasadot.
Exactly. Hajin Lach, Yom Tov, Slika Lach, Maseches, Rosh Hashanah.